In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, Wes, I have a strategy that I've used time and time again to get allocated bottles for pennies on the dollar.
Oh, wow.
And when the strategy doesn't work, I'm still happy about it.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
You should take notes. And if you at home want to hear about it, then you should stick around.
Get into that secret formula for winning epic bottles. We've got to thank the epic patrons, right?
That's right.
Because every one of them is extremely allocated. Mm-hmm. The best of the best. The prized possessions of this operation right here dwells right within our core group of patrons who support and keep the engine running. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to know about the patron options and you want to know about why you should show up and show out on the patron, stick around to the end of the video and we will tell you all about it.
Yep. So, how do you get allocated bottles?
Well, from you.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
No, relationships, you know, point systems, you know. I'm not a big camp out kind of guy. I know there's a lot of people that do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'm not into that. But basically relationships, building them with store owners and people and giving them my support in exchange, hoping to get a good bottle every once in a while.
Yeah. I've had some luck at auctions.
Yep.
Auctions? Depending on... what you would call an auction, but like, you know,
raffles and stuff.
Well, where the store will come and you get like tickets or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know,
yep.
They draw tickets and you get to pick an order, mm-hmm. and things like that. Of course, relationships. and those are all great. And even though he doesn't support camping out, I strongly suggest you do it at least
the
once.
Camaraderie
because it's
is.
So much fun, yeah. hanging out with everybody, yeah. Even when the weather's bad, and it typically is.
It's always bad on those nights, too.
Well, it's right, but it's because of the time of year the good bottles
right,
come out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's the weather's not the best that time of year.
Right.
It's not deep enough into winter for it to snow here in Texas, but it's probably going to rain, and it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, so, but the strategy that I am talking about is fundraiser raffles.
Oh, little charity auctions.
Some charity auctions.
Okay.
And so it's become very, very common for somebody who is involved with a 501c3 to somehow get bottles donated. They put a package of bottles together and then they sell raffle tickets for $5 or $10 per ticket.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of the raffle, they can pull all the names of everybody that bought tickets. They enter your name into a randomizer for every ticket you bought. They run a randomizer. And typically, the order that people win, you get to pick which bottle you want from the list of bottles.
Yep.
Right? And therein lies the benefit to doing what it is that I do. Mm. So when you look at the economics of these fundraisers, what you find is that if you take a bottle like a Old Weller Antique,
okay?
Yeah. Or I guess it's just Weller Antique now. It's not old anymore since they dropped the 10-year age statement. Weller Antique. That's a $49.99 bottle. So it's a $50 bottle.
Okay.
Now, that bottle on the secondary is like 2.5-3 times mm-hmm. what the retail value is. So it's like $125 or $150, something like that. But in a charity situation, it will raise 2.5 to 3 times the secondary market value for the charity.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's a $150 bottle, it's probably going to end up causing ticket sales somewhere around that $375 to $450 range.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it
I mean that's how they raise the
that's
money.
How they raise the money.
Right.
And so you turn what would have been a $50 donation in terms of the actual cash value into $450. So that's why they work. But you can kind of take advantage of the situation based on statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the way that it works is if you're looking at a charity raffle that has 20 bottles in it, probably 75 to 90% of the value of that, the total value of all the bottles is in those top five
bottles. Top five bottles, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And those top five bottles might be something that, you know, if you pick it, like if you won the Van Winkle, mm-hmm. right? An Old Rip,
yeah.
right? That person might have paid $99.99 for that bottle. They mm-hmm. donated it, but, you know, that bottle's worth $800,
yeah.
right? And so you're talking about 8X. And so what I have kind of started doing is when I see these charity raffles and I get invited to donate to a lot of them because a lot of people in yeah. the community do them, I donate big. And the reason why I donate big is because I know that if I'm one of those first five people mm-hmm. that gets to pick,
yeah.
I'm going to end up with a bottle that's value is probably equal to or greater than what I donated.
Yeah.
Right?
And you could have two of those five picks or even more.
Yeah, it's statistically that's not likely to happen, but I'm really lucky.
I've seen that happen.
And that does happen to me quite a bit. And so your goal is to be a large enough donor that you get one of the first picks so that you can get one of those big value bottles. Mm-hmm. And you end up making your money back. But what I started doing is I'd watch a charity, and if the raffle's not going well, I would come up with a number, like $500 or $1,000 or whatever, and depending on what bottles were in there, and I'll go to the person who's running the raffle, and I'll go, hey, I want to make a $1,000 matching grant. Okay. So now you get to go out and start advertising that for the next $1,000 that's donated, it's being doubled.
Yeah.
But I keep the raffle entry points.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I can turn a $500 donation into a $1,000 donation.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm going to end up winning a bottle that's worth $500, right?
Yep.
And I can open it up. I can put it on the wall. I can use it for videos, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
If I wanted to, I could probably sell on the secondary and get my money back and do it
yep.
again.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Or use it for another charity. Mm. And even when I don't end up winning one of the big bottles,
yeah.
I usually end up winning enough that it offsets part of the investment, right?
Right, yeah.
And so like the last one that I did, it was a really big fundraiser. I think it was over $20,000. I donated $500, mm-hmm. but I did it as a matching grant. So the raffle had slowed down, and I was like, you know, hey, do this matching grant. I ended up winning like a Sweet Wheat, a Leader Weller 12, and a 1792 12 year.
Okay.
You know, if I sold all three bottles, would I get all $500 back? Yeah. Maybe not, but I raised $1,000 for the charity,
yeah.
right? And that was one that, you know, most of the time the raffles don't do as good as that,
yeah.
right?
And that's the key is that at the worst case scenario is that you put your money toward a good cause, mm-hmm. right? Is that even if you walk away with a decent bottle, right, a Weller 12, and you donated $150 to get a Weller 12, it's, you know, okay, yeah, you, it's not a great investment, but you got a good bottle mm-hmm. in exchange for giving to a good cause. And yeah. I think it's a win-win.
Ultimately, you got to be prepared that you're not going to win anything.
Right.
Right. And yep. all your money's just going to the charity. So you shouldn't be spending money that you don't have to spend. But if you have the money, I'm trying to encourage you to not be afraid to go a little bit harder in the paint
yep.
when you're making your donations, because what you're going to figure out is you're really not losing that much.
Right.
On the whole, on average, you're really not losing that much.
You're helping humanity.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a better option than doing those online razzes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, never do a razz.
Where you're paying money for a number or hoping you hit, and you just lose it all and you don't get anything in return.
Right.
So the charity raffles are, at least you know,
it's lay your going head down to a good, good cause.
You're yeah. going to a good cause, right?
Yeah, you're helping somebody. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And she threatened to sue us.
Really? USA.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.
Are these raffle tickets tax deductible?
It depends on who's doing the raffle.
Okay.
So,
because that's even another bonus.
Yeah. So in my particular case, we usually do our raffles through like Live Stay Project, and since Live Stay Project is a 501c3, all of the raffle bottles are effectively free. Mm-hmm. You're just making a donation, and we're deciding that we're gonna hand out these free giveaways as thank yous, right?
Yep.
And so in those instances, the money that you donate are even tax deductible.
That's great.
The big raffle that we did that benefited one of the leaders in the local whiskey community, we partnered with a local charity that they do that type of work.
Mm.
And so we were able to funnel all of those donations through them to make sure that it was all, you know, on the up and up. But you see a lot of dusty bottles in these because, you know, somebody was out in some backwoods liquor store and they found a really old bottle of Wild Turkey and they bought it for, you know, $15 or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's worth hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody finds a big find where there's a bunch of them, those people get real generous and they'll give Dusty's away. And then, you know, you'll also see some big bottles. There was one time those two guys that had all of that huge collection over there on the other side of town who shall remain nameless. One of them asked me, like, would an old Rip Van Winkle help? And I was like, yeah, I'd probably raise $4,000 with that.
Yeah.
And so he gave me an old Rip Van Winkle, and the raffle was going kind of slow. And I made a public announcement. He saw it, and he donated $500, which was the tax-deductible donation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And then he won the old the he old won the rip bottle back. Yeah. Yeah, and when his name came up and the old rip was still there, I didn't even call him to ask him what he wanted. I just brought his bottle back to him.
He said, hey, thanks for the
support. You know, we ended up raising over $3,000 for sure with that bottle. He spent $500 and he got his, at the time the bottle's worth $1,000 awesome. And he got it right back. Yeah. So, you know, there's some cool stories that happen. Mm-hmm. But one of the other things is that there's a level of bottle that's like super popular, which it's mostly the Buffalo Trace bottles that are sub $50 that are worth $150, $200, you know, $300. So you're going to see a ton of H. Taylor's and Rock Hill Farms and Blanton's and OWA's and Weller 12's and Stag's and all of that stuff.
Yep.
And those are great bottles to win.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, and some that most people may not even have had the chance to put on their collection.
Yeah, so, depending on where you live. So, yeah. So with all of that in mind, mm-hmm. I do have a charity raffle going on right now.
All right. Yep. Okay. Let me know.
It is through livestayproject.org, which is our 501c3 that we run through the Bourbon Real Talk community. Uh-huh. And one of our board members, Travis, who lives up in Ohio, he's decided to start a local veterans-focused charity that's specifically meant to work towards suicide prevention called Veteran Home Guardians.
Okay.
And basically, there are a lot of veterans that are kind of, they're suffering from PTSD. Some of them have mobility issues, and they're not getting much social interaction, so they're kind of, you know, locked homebound, into that homebound a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there's other veterans that are unemployed or underemployed, and they're looking for income opportunities. And so he's starting a charity that's going to pair those two groups together.
Oh, nice.
And pay veterans to go out and perform services at the houses of these veterans that are kind of homebound.
Yep.
And while they're there, they'll get a chance to catch up and touch base and check on each other, make sure everything's going good.
That's awesome.
But he needs money to pay for the services that he's going to have these veterans perform.
Yep.
And so we are doing a charity raffle right now. There's 24 bottles in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
There's some pretty big bottles.
Pretty good.
The top one, in my opinion, is a Michter 10-year bourbon that's signed by the master distiller. But there's like Joseph Magnus Cigar Blend, a Weller Choose Your Perfect Bourbon, Old Charter French Oak, Blanton Straight from the Barrel, Blanton's Gold, Stag, OWA, Weller 12, Elijah Craig 18, and a handful of E.H. Taylor small batches. So there's some really good bottles in there.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do on this one, because if you watch the show, you know I do a giveaway.
Yeah.
I'm asking you as a favor to this channel that I want you to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm asking you to do is if you normally watch the show or if you have ever entered any of my free giveaways, I want you to go to the link in the video description. And I want you to buy at least one $5 ticket, okay?
That's nothing.
Yep. That's nothing. Everybody should be able to afford one $5 ticket to help veterans, okay? And to support what this channel supports. And so hopefully everybody will go out there and do that. But obviously, if you've got, you know, more money, then
you have more. I mean, if you've won one of our giveaways, it may be worth giving 10, 15 bucks, 20 bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you've benefited from this show. And we are all about giving back to support these types of missions. And so this is a way that we can all partner together to make a difference in these veterans' lives. And so 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever you can afford to donate. Is well worth it, and it will go to this great cause.
Yeah, and if you want to set up a matching grant the way that I do with, you know, a larger amount, like $500, $1,000, whatever, shoot me an email at randy@bourbonrealtalk.com. It's R-A-N-D-Y at bourbonrealtalk.com.
Yeah, and if you want to further support the channel and our mission, which is very similar, you're about to hear about it here in just a second, we want to make a difference in these people's lives who feel like they're alone. And we want to use bourbon as a way to connect with them and connect them with other people. And so if you love that kind of mission, think about joining our Patreon, because all of the Patreon money that comes in goes straight to that cause.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes this show possible. And we also have merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. Randy's a real estate agent in Dallas and Houston. So there's a ton of ways you can support the channel. And all of those ways are in the description below.
Yeah. And Wes alluded to it, but we are about community and connection. I lost a loved one to suicide. And I saw how he was missing some of those social connections. And I wanted to help other people get connected in a way that he was missing. Mm-hmm. And I saw how Whiskey was making that happen. So I thought maybe if I got you connected to Whiskey do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But when we went down that path, we did see that some of the forums online that are necessary for individuals to meet each other have some negativity in them. Mm-hmm. And so that prompted us to do two things. One, we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is, to my knowledge, the largest American whiskey-focused Facebook group in the world, and it is completely troll-free. Lots of great things going on in there. Yeah. In fact, we were able to start Live Stay Project because of all the love and support that we had inside that community. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that we learned from that negativity was if they can hate a stranger online, we can love a stranger online. Mm-hmm. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning, you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.